this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, coming up for you, we recap Mother's Day. President Trump's got his Twitter. Somebody take away his Twitter.
You've lost.
Can you take away?
Accounts, yes.
You can upset just the done. Democrats, but now you're upset China.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
A long weekend, Jenny. It's a long weekend.
Why was it a long weekend?
Well, we got a lot to catch up.
Well, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
I'm so over this.
Head first into a political abyss.
Head first into the abyss.
First off, my mic's working. My mouse, not working again.
Oh, no. We need to get you a wireless mouse.
Need something. When was this thing trademarked?
1993. Was it trademarked in 93?
I can't find the trademark.
Is it worn off?
It may have. It tells me not to throw this away, but it says nothing about throwing it against a wall.
Maybe if, you know, you do the whole, like, stomp it or throw it on the ground and kick it, maybe it'll start working.
Well, the cord won't let me. It's corded, so it won't let me do anything. All right, President Trump is firing off a series of tweets about the tariffs he has put against China. Larry Kudlow conceded that his top economic advisor conceded that the U.S. companies and consumers are going to pay for the tariff bill. But Trump, don't worry, President Trump has tweeted, "We are right where we want to be with China. We will be taking in tens of billions of dollars in tariffs from China." However, Mr. Kudlow, Larry, to his friends, as different ideas on how that's going to work. Here he is.
The tariffs themselves are producing a big increase in customs duties, big increase, perhaps something of a magnitude this past 12 months of maybe $25 billion. That will help finance farmers, and that will help ease the transition.
Doesn't he know that the Chinese people can read his tweets?
Yes.
Like,
well,
I just...
No. In China, there's a huge censoring of social media. A huge censoring of social media.
Right, but the officials, who are probably not as censored, obviously, as the people, will see these tweets. Like, it doesn't just stay in the United States. He knows that, right?
It's possible.
Oh.
Mark Zandi, an analytics chief, Moody's analytics chief economics person, says that China can retaliate.
They could take it to an extreme. They could say to the Chinese people, don't buy iPhones, Apple iPhones. Can you imagine what that would do to Apple stock? So they have a lot of tools at their disposal. I don't think they want to go down that path, but the president could respond to what the Chinese do. So this war could escalate pretty quickly.
So they could open up those floodgates to everything that the Chinese people have not been seeing and say, well, hey, look at this. This is what the U.S. is doing. They want to destroy us. And that's how it would be perceived. So,
right, exactly.
It'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Ugh.
I mean, President Trump, you got to admit, he's a great businessman. He's
sure.
done things for a long time. He's probably got a reasoning or a You hope there's a reasoning. I hope there's a reasoning or a rationale.
I would think there would be. Either that or if it's, you know, hey, look over here with what we're really doing on our right hand. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's kind of a switch and bait thing.
Well, that's what you meant. So how was your Mother's Day?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was mom?
It was okay. She's good. We had a great day with her. Yeah.
And everyone came over to your house?
No, we actually ended up going over to my mom's.
Okay. So, and you cooked?
No. Well, I cooked and my sister cooked. Yep.
And did Joey do a darn thing?
He did. He
what did
bring
he do?
Dessert.
No. What did he bring? What? No, wait a minute. Hold on.
He brought dessert.
Get the buzzer ready. What did he bring?
He brought ice cream and frozen berries. And he brought whipped cream. He brought Faygo.
Joey.
Yep, that's what Joey brought.
Joey.
I know.
The next family gathering.
Uh-huh.
The next family gathering, you should do nothing.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Nothing.
That won't happen. I can tell you that right now.
Bear. Get those two to do it.
I'm sure they could.
That is the total guy move. That's what I do for every, you know, we had a taco Tuesday that was supposed to be Wednesday and then Thursday. And, you know, I didn't bring anything.
In all fairness, I just brought cheese and lettuce. So.
Oh, all right.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, can I say that I brought the cheese? Will you spot me on the cheese?
I'll spot you on the cheese.
So anyway, we had taco Thursday and I brought cheese.
Yep. Thank you for your contribution. Because you can't have tacos without cheese.
No. No, yeah, you can.
Well, you shouldn't.
You can have tacos with just meat. That's a good taco.
No, it's not a good taco. Yeah, that's like a meat sandwich. No.
No, it's not. If you got a crunchy hard shell taco, what kind of sandwich
are you eating? Why are you having a crunchy taco?
Oh, don't you besmirch the name.
I'm going to besmirch it. I besmirch it all
against,
day.
What do you have against?
It's too crunchy. It's too crunchy.
You ever had chips before? You ever had nachos?
Yes. Okay. This is a different kind of crunch. It's a harder crunch.
But you're not warming them up long enough then.
You warm up hard shell tacos?
Yes, you warm up hard shell tacos.
Since when?
You ever read the box?
No. I'm not kidding.
Oh my
I've
gosh.
Never warmed up a hard shell taco.
You have to warm up hard shell tacos. That's what softens them and makes them... It says so on the side of the box.
I've never in my life warmed up hard shell tacos.
7684 768-34 is followed by an 8.
Now I want tacos.
It's Monday.
I don't care.
Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
More is Quentin.
All right, Quentin. Jenny is, we're all reeling this morning.
Never warmed up tacos.
You've never warmed up tacos, but it says right on the box to warm them up.
Exactly.
Now, Quentin, have you ever warmed up your taco shells?
Yeah, right in the oven.
Yeah. You put it about 425. You put them in there for about 5 minutes. You got to make
sure
you accordion them out.
Okay.
She said it's too crunchy.
It is. It's too crunchy. I feel like there's too much happening with all the crunch.
Oh, man.
So
that's funny.
Do you prefer oatmeal over cereals then?
I mean,
right.
No, I love a cereal.
Okay, well, isn't that too crunchy for you?
No. No, it's like the hard shell tacos, I feel like the hard pieces get stuck in your teeth. I just don't care for them.
You need to chew better.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right, fine.
Gotta chew a little more.
If I get tacos, I will put them in a hard shell taco.
All right.
And I will try it. I'll try it. I'll put them in the oven.
Quentin, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Wait, Quentin, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Look at that, 29 years old. And
he's
smart enough to read the side of the box.
Exactly.
That's because Quentin likes hard shell tacos.
You don't like hard shell tacos because you've never warmed them up. You've never had them.
Exactly.
All right, Quentin, thank you, bud. 7684 hits, 768-34s, followed by an 8. You know when you toast bread, you gotta actually push down on that bar.
Yes, I know.
Because they don't say that on
yes,
the bag.
I know.
Just want to make sure that all these things are known to you.
I know how to toast bread. Thank you.
Well, there's no instructions on the side of the bread. So I don't know how you've managed to put that together or how, frankly, you've managed never to warm up a taco shell without ever having looked at the box and saying, oh, my God, there's a picture of tacos on a cookie sheet on this hard shell taco box. Sweetheart, it's not even directions. There's a picture, okay? This is for sounded out cookers right now. I put the shells.
No, stop. I don't like corn tortillas. And I think that's where, because isn't that a corn tortilla? Yes. I like flour tortillas. So there. I don't like crunchy tacos. I do like crunchy tacos from Taco Bell, though.
Because they warm up the taco shell.
No,
we interrupted program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
What's happening in Hollyweird, kid?
Well, Britney Spears just keeps getting deeper and deeper.
I think we're going full Britney 2007.
I think we are. At a Friday court hearing, a California judge ordered a competence evaluation in relation to Britney Spears' conservatorship arrangement. So, for those of you that don't know, her father has conservatorship over Britney Spears.
But that is deathly ill, or very ill.
Exactly. So, it's unclear whether this exam was meant for her, Britney Spears, and her two sons, or her parents. The pop star also sparked concern by being spotted leaving the hearing barefoot. She must have a thing because she was in a restroom, like a stole like at a gas station restroom barefoot in 2007.
No.
So yes, something is happening with her and bare feet.
Do you think... Where's she from originally? Isn't she from someplace down south?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia. Maybe Florida.
I'm genuinely concerned about Britney Spears.
I am too.
Because you don't walk out of a courtroom barefoot. And if you do walk out of a courtroom barefoot, one, you weren't raised right, and B, you just aren't right.
Well, and where were her attorneys going, Ms. Spears, you need to put shoes on, right? Justin Timberlake received honorary doctoral degree from Berklee College of Music. This past Saturday, he was the man of the hour as he received this doctoral degree. He said, no dream is too big. He's like, I'm a doctor. He's not really a doctor. His wife was in attendance, so congratulations. Missy Elliott was also awarded an honorary doctoral degree from Berklee College of Music as well.
Well, look at that. Well, I mean, Justin Timberlake has got to be up there. I mean, the first thing that should have come out of his mouth was, thank God I got away from Britney.
That and NSYNC. Demi Lovato has signed with Scooter Braun for management. The singer posted a photo of the two of them on Instagram saying that dreams do come true for me. I officially have a new manager. You know, he's been the manager for Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Dan and Shay, Zach Brown, Tori Kelly. The list goes on since he originated his company in 2007.
His name is Scooter.
I know. He's got to change that already, right? He's got to change that. Just go with Scott already. Fingers crossed, Scooter.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on the denim. When Britney officially loses it, I want her to lose it bedazzled head to toe in denim.
That's your favorite Britney?
That is my favorite Britney right there. No, 2007 mixed with like 1999 Britney.
Okay. I can get that's some fashion.
Eyeshadow that goes up to your forehead.
Yes, and it's blue.
Yeah.
And it's sparkly. Yes.
So it looks like you could either A, go on stage and perform a concert, or B, stand next to, I don't know, one of the bakers during an evangelical... That's the Britney we all need and deserve.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's today's beat.
You got to have high hopes. It's K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station, the day after Mother's Day, and hopefully all of your high hopes and expectations were met as far as your Mother's Day celebrations go.
Hopefully they were.
And we went out to the beach bar yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a good time?
We did. I haven't been out to the beach bar in half a minute. We had some taco pizza.
Yum.
Yeah, combining two of my favorite things.
Tacos and pizza.
And you know what? Even though the instructions didn't say it, they put the taco pizza in the oven.
Did they?
Warmed it up first.
They did.
It was amazing, Jenny.
Well, someone knew something. What'd you get your mama? Did you get your mama anything?
Knives.
Now, you got your mom knives.
Knives. She wanted knives.
She wanted knives.
We have been, I shouldn't say we, I remember, well, I guess it is the we, because when I was a wee child, we had the same knives.
Growing up?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And she still has those same knives.
Wow, can she cut anything?
No.
Yeah, those are some old knives then.
So I bought her a good set of knives.
Oh, good.
Well,
everybody
my sister
needs
and I went
yeah.
a good set of knives. Then.
Everybody needs a good set of kitchen knives. You
ever
you
picked
know?
Out knives for someone?
No, not for someone.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's tough. You gotta find the right knife for somebody.
How long did it take you guys to pick that out?
Probably about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. You were like, I like those. And then you were going. So then it's not hard to pick knives out.
Well, yes and no. I mean, especially if you're giving someone knives that you know you've upset in the past.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to give them to her in public.
Oh, right. So she couldn't throw them.
Yeah. And then she wanted to open the box and was like, I don't think that's appropriate to do here in the beach bar. And then I carried them out to her truck for her.
Good.
And then put them in there. So
so she could handle them herself.
I was away
Got
from
it.
The knives.
Good. Good.
They were locked away.
Note to self, don't tick off your mom.
Exactly.
Especially on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's not a good plan.
She's ornery.
Mm-hmm.
Ornery.
I get it.
But she loves us kids and she does a lot for us, so had to get her something.
Of course you
did. And a knife just goes a long way. Yes. Scott, Jenny. Jenny, the K105.3 Morning Show, joining us live in studio. It's Jordan Griffin.
Hey, good morning.
What is your official title over there over at American One?
Brand Marketing Director.
Was that the same as when you were here last time?
No.
Okay, that's why I have to ask, because it seems like your title changes. I mean, you're always getting promotions here. I gotta write this down. I'm gonna do it in pencil though.
Okay.
Brand,
in case it changes next.
Brand
vice president.
It hasn't changed in a few years. It's been about 3 years.
Manager, that's what it is today. Now, are you the vice president, brand marketing manager? When are we gonna get that title?
No.
All right, Marlene, let's get her a VP title here pretty quick. So what's happening with American One right now?
Well, we are having our first car sale of the year this week. It starts Wednesday, and it goes through Saturday, and it's at a brand new location at the Westwood Mall.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Out front?
Yep, right out front, right in front of the actually, like,
the main entrance.
The main entrance, yeah. So we are very excited about a new location this year. We have 5 local dealers. So we have Monster Motors, Huff Auto, Avenue Auto, Seymour Ford, and Jackson Auto Company. So we will have over 300 vehicles on site.
Wow.
Yep. And this is a used car sale.
Yes, it's a used car sale.
Pre-loved
cars. Yes. So if you are in the market looking, you definitely need to come by and check it out, because there are going to be a ton of variety, lots to look at, lots to want to take home.
And financing on site.
Financing on site through American One. Yes. We will be there under our American One tent. And we have lots of fun things going on under there, too. I mean, if you purchase a vehicle on site, you get a $100 gas card. You get to enter into a $500 gas card drawing. And then you also get to play a game and win cash.
Ooh.
So, yes.
Well, you had me at play a game.
Yes.
What kind of game? Monopoly?
Plinko.
Oh, yeah.
I love that game.
It's a lot faster than Monopoly.
Yeah, it is. Jordan, people will be there all day.
Can I ask you a question, Jordan?
Yeah, of course.
You ever make tacos at home?
I do. I love making tacos at
home. Do you like hard shell, soft shell? What do you?
Both.
Both.
Or taco bowl.
What do you do with the hard shell before you get them ready?
Bake them.
Yeah, for about how long there, Jordan?
Like 5-10 minutes. Yeah. 5 minutes.
Put them on a cookie sheet.
Yeah.
Warm them up there.
Yeah.
That's what you do with the hard shell tacos.
I do.
I feel like Jordan listened.
Did you listen on the way
to the show?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I do listen, but I didn't hear this part.
Yeah.
I'm saying all the right things.
You are, apparently, in Scott's mind. I didn't know, because I don't like hard shell tacos.
Because she's never warmed them up.
I didn't know you were supposed to warm them up.
Now, Jordan, is there a measured difference in taco taste, especially for the hard shells, between warmed up tacos and non-warmed up hard shell tacos?
I mean, they're warm.
And they're a little more flexible.
Yeah. I mean, so lately I've been making my soft shells, and I've been getting like corn tortillas, and I've been like frying them in oil.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the way to go lately.
I like to take a hard shell, and then I get some, what's that pasty stuff that they use there?
The pasty stuff?
Yeah, it's like
beans, refried beans?
Like a refried bean, yeah.
Okay.
But it's more of a paste in there. I don't know what it is. But then
sour cream.
No, it's not sour cream. It's still, no, it's like the refried beans. Yeah, it is refried beans. And then you spread that on a soft shell.
Oh, yeah. Like a Crunchwrap Supreme.
And then, exactly.
Oh, yes.
And then you put it on the hard shell.
That I can get behind.
You know what, Jenny? Don't jump on board. All right? This bandwagon right now.
I just really want tacos now.
I know. I'm kind of getting hungry now.
Right?
More with Jordan Griffin. We're going to talk car sale, Westwood Mall, Wednesday through Saturday. That's next.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play The Feud. Call 768-4-HITS. That's 768-4448. The Family Feud on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
All right, tremendous prize package this morning. 10 free coffees to Kelly Express, Mart, Summit Orthodontics T-shirt, and 4 6-inch subs to Subway. We need one more contestant right now. 768-4-HITS, 768-3-4s, followed by an 8. Jordan Griffin's here from American One. They've got their huge car sale coming up. New location, Westwood Mall. We want you to know that. It's the Westwood Mall this
Westwood
time
Mall, yes.
Normally, you're at the American One Event Center, but you know, it's a little dug up over there right now.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Christina.
All right, Christina. You are caller number 2, so Christina, you're going to play with Jordan this morning.
Okay.
We welcome Julie. Julie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, ladies. Since Julie got to pick her partner, we're going to start off with Jordan and Christina. Here is today's Family Feud question. We asked 100 people, name something no fairy tale would be complete without. Name something no fairy tale would be completed without. Top five answers on the board. All right, Jenny looks like she's thinking. Jordan looks like she's thinking. So, Christina and...
How about Happily Ever After?
It wouldn't be a complete without a Happily Ever After. Jordan, you got anything you want to throw in there?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, Happily Ever After. Show me Happily Ever After. Number one answer is Happy Ending. No fairy tale would be complete without a happy ending. So now you have the number one answer. The traditional Family Feud rules here, Christina and Jordan. So if you opt to play, then you have to reveal the next four answers in order to win. If you get any one of those wrong, you're buzzed out, and then the other team has a chance to steal. If they can steal, they win. So with that in mind, Christina, would you like to play or would you like to pass?
We should play.
Yeah, play.
Here we go. Name something no fairy tale would be completed without. Number one answer, happy ending. What do you think?
Christina, I was going to say a prince.
Yes.
All right, a prince. Show me prince. Number two answer is prince. Give me another one.
I feel like...
A princess?
Princess? Maybe? Show me princess. Princess is the number four answer. So the number one answer, happy ending. Number two, prince. Number four, princess. Looking for the number three and the number five answer. 5 seconds.
I was going to say some type of animal, like talking to animal, but that's...
Talking animal.
That's like just in the
movies. Right, yes.
Show me talking animal.
I just
don't know. Not there. Now's your chance to steal. This is your only chance. Here we go. Jenny and Julie, name something no fairy tale would be completed without. Number one answer is happy ending. Number two is prince. Number four, princess. Three and five answers are available. You can give me one, you'll win. So, Julie and Jenny, what do you think?
Jenny, how about a kiss?
A kiss is a great answer.
A kiss. Mm-hmm. We're going with kiss. If it's there, you win. If it's not, then Christina and Jordan win. Show me kiss. No, it's not there. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Julie. No, it's not there. But Christina, you have won. Hey, Julie, we had a lot of fun playing with you. Sorry, but have a great day. Christina, congratulations to you. 4 6-inch subs to Subway, 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart, and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. Let's take a look at the rest of that board. What's the number three answer? Witch.
Yeah.
You gotta have a witch.
Yep.
And the number five answer, fairy godmother. Gotta have a fairy godmother. So there you go.
Castle.
You are the winner. Yeah, castle.
I was going to say castle next.
Well, Christina, you have won. It's a fairy tale Monday for you. Congratulations. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
I don't know yet. It's a big decision.
I know. It is. Those sandwich artists will hook you up. Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Car sale this week. American One's finances on site. We have five local dealers, and then it starts at noon, from noon to 8, Wednesday through Friday, noon to 5 on Saturday.
At a new location, the Westwood Mall. Excellent. Christina, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
It's K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station, the day after Mother's Day, and hopefully all of your high hopes and expectations were met as far as your Mother's Day celebrations go.
Hopefully they were.
And we went out to the beach bar yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a good time?
We did. I haven't been out to the beach bar in half a minute. We had some taco pizza.
Yum.
Yeah, combining two of my favorite things.
Tacos and pizza.
And you know what? Even though the instructions didn't say it, they put the taco pizza in the oven.
Did they?
Warmed it up first.
They did.
It was amazing, Jenny.
Well, someone knew something. What'd you get your mama? Did you get your mama anything?
Knives.
Now, you got your mom knives.
Knives. She wanted knives.
She wanted knives.
We have been, I shouldn't say we, I remember, well, I guess it is the we, because when I was a wee child, we had the same knives.
Growing up?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And she still has those same knives.
Wow, can she cut anything?
No.
Yeah, those are some old knives then.
So I bought her a good set of knives.
Oh, good. And everybody needs.
My sister and I went a good set of knives. Then.
Everybody needs a good set of kitchen knives.
You ever picked
out
knives for someone?
No, not for someone.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's tough. You gotta find the right knife for somebody.
How long did it take you guys to pick that out?
Probably about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. You were like, I like those. And yes. Then you were going. So then it's not hard to pick knives out.
Well, yes and no. I mean, especially if you're giving someone knives that you know you've upset in the past.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to give them to her in public.
Oh, right. So she couldn't throw them.
Yeah. And then she wanted to open the box and was like, I don't think that's appropriate to do here in the beach bar. And then I carried them out to her truck for her.
Good.
And then put them in there. So
so she could handle them herself.
I was away from the knives.
Good.
Yeah, they were locked away.
Note to self, don't tick off your mom.
Exactly.
Especially on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's not a good plan.
She's ornery.
Mm-hmm.
Ornery.
I get it.
But she loves us kids and she does a lot for us, so had to get her something.
Of course you
did. And a knife just goes a long way. Jen Kinsel from Excel Staffing, do you know the proper procedure when it comes to hard taco shells? When making hard taco shells?
Yes, you bake them in the oven for just a hot second.
Right, there you go. Look at that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Frankie, you're my hero today.
I know.
You know what, Jenny? I hate to throw Jenny under the bus because I do know the hard taco procedure, but I'm still a soft shell taco kind of girl.
And thank you.
You can be a soft shell kind of person, but you can't knock hard shells if you don't prepare them right.
All right.
I mean, he has a point, right? He has a point.
And you guys all know, everybody knows how hard it is for me to admit this.
I know.
It's Trampoline, K105.3. Scott, Jenny here with you. It's the day after Mother's Day. You ever been to Clarksville, Tennessee?
No, can't say that I have.
You remember back in 2016 when there was this huge fury scare about scary clowns?
Yeah.
Well, it seems that this town has got one again. Clarksville, Tennessee, a man dressed in a clown costume was spotted driving up to a bus and motioning for kids to come over to his car.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So the New York Times picked this story up.
Whoa.
It's a biggie. The Great Clown Panic of 2016. Of course, you know, the clown. You got a clown in a car and say, come over here.
Yeah, no, that's scary.
Yeah, well, that creeped out kids and adults a lot.
Sure.
One of them called the police on the clown, and the Clarksville Police Department investigated, revealed on Facebook that the clown wasn't creepy, but rather a, quote, nice man, unquote, in his 70s who, quote, dresses up once a year on his birthday as a clown and hands out candy,
no,
unquote.
I don't buy it. Nope.
Yeah.
No!
One commentator commented, this is 2019. You can't dress as a clown and pass out candy to random children.
Thank you.
I don't want to live in a world where you don't trust people in clown outfits.
Well, we do live in that world. Sorry. He knows better. He is 70. He knows better than to dress up as a clown. Okay, let's say he didn't know better about the clown part. You don't give candy to kids that you don't know. That's like rule A in parenting. Stranger danger. Right? That's a rule. Oh, this man's an idiot. I feel confident in saying that. I would say that to his face if he were right here.
And a clown. Are you scared of clowns?
No, not really. But if a clown were driving around and wanting to hand my child free candy, I'd be a little irritated.
So you're saying that you're not scared of clowns. I could have a clown in the parking lot as you pull into this parking lot holding a single balloon and you'd be okay with it.
Well, now, come on. We work in Jason's, you know, campground area with all the...
Yeah. It's not Camp Crystal Lake.
Thank you. Well, it's like Camp Crystal Lake. And it's so dark in the morning.
So, again.
I would not get out of my car.
If there was a clown?
Yeah.
What if the clown came up and just started honking? He had a horn.
On his nose?
Yeah. Womp, womp. What if I had Honky the Clown in here? And all he did was
talk. If he had cowboy boots, then I might, you know, cut a rug with him. Yeah. Honky the cowboy boots clown.
so fascinated by you and everything that comes out of your mouth, Jenny Lewis. Good old days. K105.3. Scott, Jenny here with you. And it's that time once again, Jenny. I think, yeah, let's do this. Da-da. 7684 hit 7683 fours followed by an 8 each and every morning. Jenny asks me a question. I give my answer, which of course is
the right answer.
This morning, Jenny asked me to name a popular cheese. Name a popular kind of cheese. 7684 hit 7683 fours followed by an 8. You can give my answer, then you're going to receive 4 6-inch subs to Subway. Jenny looked me squarely in the eye this morning and with much passion asked me, what is your favorite kind of cheese, Scott?
These are the things we need to know about each other.
Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
This is William.
All right, William. What's my what's my favorite kind of cheese?
Let's say Pepper Jack.
No, not Pepper Jack. Not the one I said, anyway.
Sorry.
But now that he mentions that, I kind of want to go Pepper Jack, but that wasn't what I said. Good morning. What's your guess?
Cheddar.
It's not cheddar.
Cheddar.
Not cheddar. 7684 hits, 7683 fours followed by an 8. I think I said this kind of pizza, or this kind of cheese, rather, because I had that taco pizza this weekend, which really is not a pizza. It's just, I've never once looked at a pizza and said, hey, you know what this needs? Lettuce.
Well, do they put the lettuce and then put it on in the oven, or is it
no,
it's
I think
after?
They, I think okay, they put good. The lettuce on afterwards. I didn't ask. Good morning. What's your guess?
Mozzarella.
Yeah,
mozzarella cheese. There it is.
I missed the mozzarella cheese on my pizza. Cheese. So yes, mozzarella was the cheese that I mentioned when she asked me to name a kind of cheese. What's your name, bud?
William.
All right, William. You have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
I'll do probably steak and cheese.
What kind of cheese are you going to have on there?
Pepper Jack.
Yeah, that's the right answer right there.
Spicy
I should have said Pepper Jack.
What's such a spicy cheese?
Should have said Pepper Jack.
No.
William, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
All right. Well, this could be bad news for some. The list of shows that are renewed and the shows that are canceled is out.
Ooh, yes. I love it when this list comes out.
Canceled on ABC. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Speechless, which I enjoyed that show.
I don't think I ever watched it.
It's a good show. For the People, never saw it. The Fix, both those shows, by the way, Speechless and For the People, canceled after three seasons, which stinks for those that are in it, because the real payday for someone is if your show makes it 5 seasons, then there's enough to syndicate, and then you make back end off of that.
Oh, sure.
So all of these stars are really, they're just fingers crossed that they were going to get syndicated, but that just didn't happen. Splitting Up Together, that's the one with...
Kate Hudson's brother. And Pam.
And Pam from, Whiskey Cavalier, never heard of that. And Kids Are All Right has all been canceled. NBC, Amy Poehler's I Feel Bad, that's canceled after 1 season. But they're keeping Good Girls, The Blacklist, Superstore, New Amsterdam, America's Got Talent, The Champions.
Oh, I've never heard of The Champions.
Nor have I. Maybe they're going to bring back all the, you know, the winners and have them compete against one another. That'd be kind of cool.
Maybe. Do they hold hands and say, we are the champions?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine's back on NBC.
After
it was canceled on another network, so they get re-upped again. That's good.
Nice.
CBS has canceled, after just 1 season, the Murphy Brown reboot. Smart move there. That
was
horrible.
Makes sense.
Happy Together, Fam, and Life in Pieces is out after 4 seasons. I loved Life in Pieces.
Did ya?
I think that's kind of the Arrested Development in this.
Oh, in the whole thing. I don't think I've saw that series either.
You will laugh.
What am I doing
out
with my life?
Loud watching that show.
Yeah?
I promise you.
Okay, good. I'm gonna have to.
I promise you. I think it's on Netflix.
Okay, I'll have to look that
Life
up.
In Pieces.
Life in Pieces. Got
you
it.
You will laugh out loud. It's seriously one of the funniest
LOL.
Things I've ever seen. Fox has bid farewell to Proven Innocent, The Passage, The Cool Kids, and Lethal Weapon is gone now too.
Oh, okay.
But Fox has renewed 911, The Orville, and The Resident, which are all in their 3rd season.
Yeah. Oh, The Resident is good.
Hell's Kitchen is back for season 19 and 20.
Wow.
Family Guy, 18. Bob's Burgers gets a 10th. Simpsons picked up for season 31 and 32.
I don't know how they're doing it.
And Empire is back for season 6.
Yep.
So that means Empire, don't be surprised if you start seeing Empire come out in syndication now.
Oh, right, because you just said after 5 seasons.
But it's tough for the hour-long dramas to get anything like that. It's usually on networks like TNT or USA.
Oh, okay.
And it probably won't be on USA, because USA is owned by NBC.
Is it?
Yeah. So now that Fox is underneath the Disney umbrella, ooh, don't be surprised to see that on like FX,
yep,
or FX,
they'll have some changes.
2 or mm-hmm. whatever that is.
This Is Us just got picked back up again.
It did. And isn't that the story about how one guy died?
Yeah.
Haven't they told that story?
Well, it just keeps evolving. Like, they'll go back and forth. You'll hear what's happened to the kids when they're younger kids, through their teens, through college. It's still a great show.
Eventually, they're going to run out of appliances that kill people.
Eventually, yes, that show will have to come to an end, but it's so good.
It reminds me. Frankie, remind me to start the crock pot after the show.
Frankie, don't. He's just kidding. See, he doesn't know when you're kidding and when you're serious.
No, I really want to start the crock pot. Jenny, that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.